Welcome to this pre-recorded online Christmas service of worship. Today, we gather around the themes of hope, light, and the beautiful symbolism of the Christingle. As we come, we hear these words from Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Him shall I fear. So let us come into God's presence with hearts open, ready to receive his light. We shall sing our opening song, Light of the World. Praise and thanksgiving. Let us pray. God of glory, we thank you for the wonder of Christmas, for the child in the manger, for the song of the angels, for the hope that breaks into our darkness. We praise you for your faithfulness through every season and for the joy that comes in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As we light this candle, we remember that Christ is the light of the world who shines in our darkness. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Merciful God, we confess that we have not always walked in your light. Forgive us for the moments of selfishness, fear, and doubt. Cleanse our hearts and renew our hope. In Jesus' name, Amen. We shall now sing our second song, Lord, the light of your love is shining. For the in-person service today at Brighton Road, the congregation are creating a Christingle, a symbol used for many years by the Children's Society, reminding us of God's love for children and the vulnerable and our responsibility towards them. The orange represents the world, the red ribbon speaks of Christ's love and sacrifice, The four sticks and sweets point to the seasons and the goodness of God's creation. And the candle reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world, shining with hope for all people, especially those struggling, lonely, or afraid. Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it or understood it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
Thank you.
At Christmas, we dare to speak the word hope. Not a vague optimism, not a fading feeling, but a deep confidence rooted in what God has done and is still doing. The world Jesus entered was not peaceful or serene. It was a world marked by empire, oppression, fear, and uncertainty. Yet into that world God sent his light. He interrupted the darkness. The coming of Jesus declares that no darkness is too deep for God, no situation too hopeless for his grace, and no life or heart too broken for his healing. Hope is not the absence of darkness. Hope is the presence of light. Isaiah spoke to a people who felt surrounded by shadows, yet he said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light." Apostle John tells us that this light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Note, the language is not that darkness has disappeared, but that it cannot overcome the light. Christ's light is persistent. It endures. It breaks through. Christmas reminds us that God steps into our world. He's not a God at a distance, but a God within human experience. Jesus comes as a child to show that God is not afraid of vulnerability, not unwilling to enter the hard places, even the most vulnerable place for a baby, a womb. And because he came, we can face our dark places with courage. Your and my darkness does not have the final word. Christ does. The Christingle captures this truth so beautifully. The orange pictures our world held in God's hands. The red ribbon reminds us that Christ gave his blood on the cross to redeem us. The sweets on the sticks remind us of God's goodness, generosity, and provision. And the candle, lifting its flame above everything else, declares that Jesus still shines. For struggling families, children in crisis, and people carrying griefs and burdens unseen, Christ's light shines. For each of us, in our homes and within our families, may Jesus be the light of life. Bring to him the situations where you need his help and his hope in these days. Where do you long for his light to shine? Christmas invites us to lift our eyes, open our hearts, and receive again the one who comes to bring life, peace, and unshakable hope. The light has come, and nothing can overcome it. Amen.
Thank you.
let us now pray for others. God of all compassion, we pray for those in our fellowship who feel worn, weary, or worried. Surround them with your comfort and peace. We pray for our world where conflict, hunger, and fear overshadow daily life. Bring your light to children in danger, families without security, and communities torn apart. Shine through your church, that we may be bearers of hope, Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. Amen. We shall now sing our closing carol, Joy to the World. Jesus, light of the world, we offer ourselves to you. Fill us with your hope. Shine through our lives and help us to carry your light to those around us. Amen. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the seeking of the wise men, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and our families this day and always. Amen.